Hello, Declan. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for joining us. We were talking before the break about environmental issues, particularly on our coasts and all the stuff, the gunge that's been picked up right around the country. But it included 20 kilograms of dog feces was picked up on Coolcool Beach. That's in your neck of the woods. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely disgraceful, Declan. But can I, first of all, say well done to the beach clean group who have been formed in Coolcool and are doing tremendous work cleaning the beach. But the dog feces situation, Declan, is gone beyond the problem at this stage. It's been discussed over and over and over and over again. There's even been discussions about doing DNA and all kinds of stuff, and nothing works. I mean, there is an on-the-spot fine for polluting and littering and all kinds of stuff of €150, which is probably not enough. People can be taken to court and they can be fined €3,000 and plus expenses. But the problem, Declan, is there's not enough staff there, obviously, to man or woman this particular problem. And with all the stuff that's been discussed in recent years and all the work that's been done, it would have seemed to me, looking at it from a Coolcool perspective, the beach clean group being in place and what they're doing is highlighting it. People can see what they're doing. I walk that particular area, Declan, regularly. I've walked it 3 times in the last 4 or 5 days. And the walk, particularly from Coolcool to Newcastle, is probably as good or as nice as you'll find anywhere in the country. And the amount of dog feces on it is absolutely appalling. And where I would be coming from on it is, it's a tremendous amenity for families and for young children. And there is great danger for young children with dog feces lying around. And the people who are doing this are absolutely, totally irresponsible.
They probably feel, you know, that it'll be all washed out to sea and it's all organic and sure, what does it matter, you know.
But you heard what Niall said to you on that one, Declan. He was talking to you earlier. The idea of putting it into the sea is also a problem. People are swimming in the sea. It's really absolutely crazy. I must say, I think along the coast there are various problems. One of the problems along our coast there, that particular spot, is I think people are coming to some people, not all people obviously, but some people are coming to Coolcool, parking their car, taking their dog for a walk, letting their dog do their poo or whatever, and then heading off. I've actually witnessed that happening. If you confront somebody on it, generally you're told to mind your own business and all that kind of stuff. But it's a serious problem, and it's down to people. I mean, people are doing this. People are allowing their animals to do this. There's an additional problem, as I'd be concerned, and see Coolcool Beach as well, is with the amount of dogs that are running off leash. Some children get frightened with that, and people need to be more respectful of all the users of the beach, really, you know.
Yeah, well, it has a different status, doesn't it, than blue flag beaches, which have particular rules, particularly during summertime.
Well, the group in Coolcool, Declan, I know, will be looking, or are working out as we speak, on Coolcool being defined as a blue beach as well, and there's no reason why that shouldn't happen. The beach along Coolcool is quite unique. As an amenity, it's probably quite unique in the country from the point of view of the walk I've mentioned. And the scenery you can see left and right of that, between the sea and the mountains. You have the nature reserve. I mean, there's lots and lots of unique things about the amenity in Coolcool, and it does deserve to be treated as equal as any other amenity along the coast. And that's something I would advocate for on an ongoing basis. But I have to take my hat off to the group who formed and who are doing tremendous work. There's a group of people now also swimming down there more often, with the advent of COVID and everything else. We did see a lot of swimmers getting more involved and getting into the sea more often, and that's happening also in Coolcool. And like, the amenity, Declan, it's a natural amenity. It's available to every man, woman and child in the community, and it's very, very important as a community we protect it, and we speak out, and we have to speak out, and we don't apologise for doing that. I mean, to find 20 kilograms of dog feces, I mean, you know, it doesn't bear even thinking about it. It's crazy stuff.
And you get a lot of bird visitors there from Greenland and all sorts of places, and of course the little tern. So, I mean, are people aware of all that?
A lot of people are. Obviously, I was like anything in life, Declan. All people are not always aware of everything that's going on around them, and some people, as they get a bit more mature and older, they appreciate their surroundings better than maybe they did when they were younger, and I put myself in that category as well. But I think people are becoming more and more aware. The environment, obviously, Declan, is no longer unique to two or three people. The environment now, everyone is interested in the environment. There's nobody that isn't interested in getting the environment sorted. We're all aware of the threats that are coming down the way, and everyone is trying to do their bit, and everyone is trying to push the same situation with climate. And obviously, there's got to be arm wrestles on various aspects of it, but that's the same with everything. But the climate is so important to our future, and we have to protect it.
Yeah, what you said there about fair play to the beach cleaners, quite a few texts in saying we're a Wicklow County Council. Surely, you know, we're depending on Wicklow County Council to do all this beach cleaning. And one particular texter says, what are we paying local property tax for?
Yeah, that's well, I ask that question every year, and I get slated over it. But I mean, that's not the answer, unfortunately. If we're dependent on the system, as I call it, to do all that work, it won't happen. They don't have the manpower. They don't have the staff to do it. Even when you look at littering generally, the litter wardens, we only have a very small amount to cover the whole county. So unfortunately, it does need the community to kind of say, "Hang on, no more. We don't accept this." And thank God there are people in our community who are prepared to get in and do something. And those people are to be highly, highly commended for doing that. And I must say, as a public representative, I am fully in support of what they're doing. And it's in the interest of the community. It's good for the community. And, you know, there is challenges. And nobody argues more with the local authority and all kinds of things than I do. But I'm not going to say to people, oh, yeah, the local authority will do it. Because they won't. They don't have the staff to do it.
Is there anything they could do? I mean, we usually get the suggestions of there should be more bins, there should be better signage, there should be information that says, hold on a second, look at this, isn't this a gorgeous beach? Don't spoil it, don't mess it up. If you do bring a dog, they do the business, take off the stuff and put it here. Is there something about that could be done?
Yeah, the counter-argument, though, to the bin, I know some of our engineers are not great advocates of bins, because what has tended to happen in recent times with bins is, unfortunately, some people, it's a minority of people, but still some people are putting their household refuse into it. And there is an expectation for people who visit various public places like playgrounds and beaches and things like that. They are expected to bring their rubbish home, and that doesn't happen, unfortunately, and that results in pollution and litter thrown around. And then we have, thank God, as I said earlier, we have the people like the beach cleaning group that do tremendous work. But the solution to this is not to just, unfortunately, I know this from bitter experience. I'm not necessarily saying this is my view. I'm just saying this is what I know. If we're saying looking to the local authority to come down and clean all that the beach along the whole coast, it's not going to happen, Declan. It really isn't. It should happen. I mean, I would my own personal view on lots of issues that I've discussed with you in the past. I think there's lots of services should be still under the local authority banner that's currently not, but that's a whole different debate. But it's in the same area. And as I say, if we didn't have Tidy Towns, if we didn't have the Tidy Towns group, for example, in Kilcool, Declan, are phenomenal. And if we didn't have the Tidy Towns in Kilcool, Kilcool would be in an awful state. But due to the fact that they do the work they do, Kilcool is a beautiful village. And the same thing now is happening with the beach. And unfortunately, Declan, that's the kind of thing that has to happen.
But what about prevention in some way?
Well, prevention, I mean, to be fair to the people in the local authority as well, prevention really to this, really, people should be bringing their refuse home. If you're going to the beach, you should be putting your waste into a bag and bringing it home and putting it into your bin to be collected. You shouldn't be leaving it on the beach. Certainly on the dog felling one, though, that's gone beyond at this stage. I mean, people just letting their dog foul, walking away and leaving there. I walked along the walk I described to you earlier two nights ago, and I came across three situations that weren't long after happening based on the visibility of what I saw. And I said to myself, geez, what's going on? That's crazy stuff. And I think the more people we have out saying stop, and the more people we have doing what the group are doing on the beach, that will definitely help, Declan, more than that, and help to date. Because dogs then, for people trying to track down who owns a dog, unless you catch someone in the act And if Joe Public or Mary Public talks to somebody doing something like that, and it has happened because I've had reports of it, they're told to go and you know what, and it so people then won't get involved because they don't want to get involved in arguments. But the dog fouling situation, like as you're aware, has been discussed for years and years and years, and there's been no solution to it. The only way the local authority can do it is if they take on a lot more staff, and I would advocate that they would do that.
A young woman, I think, was talking about this, set up a group, would it be 5 or 6 years ago, to try and do something about it. Do you remember all
that? Yeah, I know and all the time I've been involved in local government, there's been so many meetings and so many discussions and so many proposals, and they've looked at things that's happened in the UK, they've been looking at things that's happening in different counties. But none of them have ever come to anything, because a lot of them, unfortunately, were not practical, from the sense that you would have needed so much manpower to do it. It's a problem that at this stage, I think it's criminal at this stage. That's the only way you can describe it. Right. And I think that's what's going to have to start happening is we're going to have to start getting the guards involved and get guards kind of be more prominent and more visible. And this brings us back down to that we need more community policing that could work with the community.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll say they've enough going on. But anyway, we leave it there for the moment, Tom. Independent councillor in Greystones.
All this, but thanks anyway.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Tom Fortune there.